back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM 106.1 FM.
And welcome back. Glad to be with you here on a Monday, August 16th. Rick Windham right alongside us, as he is every Monday for Mugs in the Morning. And we go to the KODY phone lines now as we have Sean Jacobs joining us. Sean, of course, serves as the warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in North Platte. Sean, good to have you back on the program, sir.
Good morning.
Yay, Sean. He returned.
How you doing?
The prodigal son.
The prodigal meteorologist.
You know, I think about summertime. And, you know, it's supposed to be a time to rest and, you know, just kind of recharge. But, you know, just everything gets in the way during the summertime. You're always pulled in 18 different directions.
And, yep.
You know, we just sent our daughter off to school today, and I'm like, where did it all go?
Where did it go? Yep. Had some vacation time that you took this summer, too. That's why we've missed you a few times here and there. But it was great to have Bill filling in for you.
Well deserved.
Mm-hmm. He earned it.
Yeah. It's you know, it's good to have colleagues back at the office. You know, there's 23 in our office, but and of that, about 15 are meteorologists. But you know, it's good to have you know, colleagues that can fill in and help out when, you know, I'm unexpectedly called out, or, you know, run into things, or, you know, if I take off a little bit of leave. So you betcha.
Now, Sean, we did have some severe weather activity late last week and into the weekend, it sounds like, throughout the area.
Yeah, there was some severe weather. You know, the main threat was wind. This time of year, temperatures aloft are just usually really, really warm, where it gets difficult to maintain those large hailstones. A lot of the hailstones start to melt before they hit the ground. Not to say that we can't get large or giant hail in the month of August, but typically it ends up being more of a wind threat as all of that precipitation comes down to the ground. You know, you get a lot of wind with it, and you can get some heavy, heavy rain. Unfortunately, the severe weather wasn't widespread enough. You know, it brought a lot of lightning and a lot of fires to the area, range fires, but not much in the way of rain where places that needed that rain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not a lot of precipitation locally, and that means the drought conditions kind of continue, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yeah, I was just looking over the last 90 days, so looking at the summertime, we here in North Platte, we've only received about half the amount of rain we normally get. If you just look at August, we're down over an inch, almost an inch and a half of what we should see. And, you know, that puts a lot of stress on the area, you know, vegetation, the trees, and, of course, you know, the mixed prairies, and things start drying out a lot quicker than they normally would.
Mm-hmm.
We've been seeing a lot of fires, and it's interesting. We can see fires on satellite. We can also see fires on radar if the fire produces a big enough plume. So, you know, this past week, we've seen a lot of hot spots showing up on satellites, and we've been working with those land and management agencies to make sure that they get the weather information so that they can actively manage that fire and safely manage that fire.
Sure. Sean, looking ahead for the week, any chances for precipitation, much-needed precipitation, or any severe weather?
You know, I do have some good news. We get a system that swings through late in the week and then a reinforcing shot that comes in over the weekend. So right now, it looks pretty good that we should see more widespread showers and thunderstorms, at least starting, the chances start to increase Wednesday evening, though they're not very good. But the better chances come really Thursday afternoon and then through the weekend. I say that right now, it looks really good. You know, in times of drought, you really need that source of low-level moisture really to get some of that beneficial widespread rainfall. And so there's a question mark. Hopefully it pans out as it should, you know, it may be a little more isolated or scattered in nature when that trough comes through late in the week and into the weekend. But we'll keep our fingers crossed. You know, again, it would sure help ease some of those conditions and allow us to get into fall a little easier than we would if we don't receive the rain.
Sean, there's a big concert in Sutherland Saturday evening. We looking like it'll stay dry for that concert?
You know, folks certainly may want to have a coat with them, maybe an umbrella. Right now, those chances are a little less than 50%. So it doesn't look like it's a washout. But when that reinforcing front comes through, that's when we'll get some additional showers and thunderstorms this weekend.
Okay.
The good news is I believe our best chance for widespread or real severe weather would come Thursday afternoon and evening. So, you know, not to say that there can't be some thunderstorms on Saturday, but I would say the chances for severe weather will be much less on Saturday. But, yeah, you know, folks going to that concert, you know, you may want to consider bringing a rain jacket with you. And I guess there's a silver lining to that. Temperatures will be held in check, though, with highs generally in the lower 80s. So it's not going to be blistering hot like, you know, we're going to see leading up to the concert.
Awesome. And sorry, I cut you off a minute ago, Sean. What did you want to add in?
You know, I just wanted to put in that with the severe chances, our best severe weather chances, and those right now are uncertain, but it looks like it'll be Thursday. So if we see severe weather around here this next 7 days, it more likely would be Thursday. Not to say we couldn't see a lone severe storm on Wednesday evening or possibly some lingering severe weather on Friday, but I really believe our next best chance of severe weather is Thursday.
Okay. All righty. Sean, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
You know, just right now our average temperature is about 87 degrees here in North Platte, and so we're going to be running above average at least through Wednesday into Thursday with highs generally in the 90s. But, you know, I was thinking about this morning, sending my kid off to school, and you know, and she was excited but also a little, you know, a little nervous, or not nervous, just a little sad that summer was over. But summer's not over for a while. You know, we're going to have wonderful temperatures all the way into October.
Just depends on your definition of
cold fronts and stuff.
Just depends on your definition of summer.
Exactly. You know, but it's just, you know, the weather looks good for us to, you know, for the next couple months still to be able to go outside and enjoy, you know, outdoor activities. And we're already kind of looking about maybe doing some fall camping. So, you know, get out there and enjoy what the state offers and enjoy the weather for the next couple months. Because I hate to say it, but we know here in about 3 or 4 months, the snow will be here.
He had to bring up the S word, Rick.
He did it.
He had to go there.
Now we're jinxed. I did. We'll get snow this winter.
I couldn't wait till September. We've never had snow, official snow, in the month of August here in North Platte, but we have in September. So, you know, you kind of have to get that plug in before, you know. It can happen.
Have to be ahead of the game.
Still in September.
So. Sean, as always, we appreciate the time. Good to have you on the program every Monday, and look forward to having you again next week.
It's good to be here, and we'll talk to you guys later. So.
Take care.
All right, take care.
That, again, is Sean Jacobs, the warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service Office in North Platte. Mugs of the Morning continues with a preview of the Lincoln County Commissioner's agenda next on KODY.